Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that literally plagues a lot of people, but it's so easy to get over. We're going to talk about something that's the biggest obstacle to some people to get to their success and or dreams. We're going to talk about procrastination. All right. Now, before we get into that and what I want to talk about procrastination, stoners, we are now on iHeartRadio. All right. Yeah. Let that sink in, stoners. We did it. We started out, when I first started this podcast, stoners, you know, it was really just a way for me to vent. You know, I can't afford therapy, and you know, the people around me don't really get my point of views, you know, as in depth as I want to get to them. So I created this podcast just to, you know, get things off my chest, things that rattle around my brain a lot. And it has turned into something, you know. People listen to it, people like it, you know, and I appreciate y'all. That's why I didn't say I did it. I didn't say I made it. I said we did it. For all the people that donate to the podcast, for all the people that share the podcast artwork on their Instagram, for all the people that listen to it and download it through speaker, go listen to it on YouTube, I'm sorry, you know. This podcast will never be, you will never be something you have to pay for. That's why I was like, iTunes, that's crazy. This is free. If you would like to donate, the Cash App is in the descriptions. You know, Mr. Super Duper BC 123, you know, $ in front. Or you can support me and just, you know, send a 99-cent a month to the podcast. You know, I don't ask for much. It's just, you know, that little change y'all send, it literally just builds my spirits when I see it. So I just want to let y'all know that we did it, stoners. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcasts. We are everywhere you download and listen to podcasts. So thank you. Except for SoundCloud. I didn't put nothing. I think I might start a SoundCloud page. I'm not sure, but thank you. Okay. Now, I just wanted to say thank you to y'all. You know, we did it. We did it. Nigga, we made it. Now, I want to talk about one thing before I get into my whole spiel about procrastination. Now, I was on Instagram today. And if you're on Instagram, you have no choice but to see Tekashi69. You know what I'm saying? And he's like one of my favorite rappers out right now. Listen to what I just said. He's one of my favorites out right now. I didn't say he was the best. I didn't say he was so lyrically inclined. He's killing shit. No. You want to know my top three? I'll give them to you. Eminem, Lil Wayne, Juvenile. Now, here's my thing, stoners. With this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine thing, I get on Instagram, right? And I see him, you know, he's not Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's Danny, and he's mad. He's like, I woke up in a bad mood. What's good, bro? I'm listening to him. And, he says that, you know, he dropped his album and the charts are blackballing him, saying that, you know, basically, if you go on iTunes, you know, where you have to actually stream and purchase the music, is not like on the first screen. You know, it's not like you pop up and, hey, Tekashi 6ix9ine just dropped. You have to go look for it, and on some devices, you can't even find it if you search for it. Now, I want to make this quick because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I think anybody who's trying to blackball Tekashi 6ix9ine is a bunch of bitch-ass, petty-ass, salty-ass niggas. And I use the word niggas for y'all because you're ignorant. You have no intelligence to you because everybody's taking what he did so personal, like they did it to them. And that's one thing I don't like, stoners. Like, this is a story. We should be hearing about it on The Breakfast Club. He should do the biggest interview Tekashi ever had gotten was on The Breakfast Club. The biggest interview The Breakfast Club ever had gotten was from Tekashi. So why the hell wasn't he hasn't been there yet? Because they're trying to blackball him. Now, I live down, you know, I just moved to Houma, but, you know, I'm from New Orleans. And out here in Houma, we also get Q93. So they play Tekashi 6ix9ine. Trolls, they play that every now and again. But why do they play that? Because Nicki Minaj is on now. So they give him radio play on that. But the reason why I'm speaking up about it and I feel some type of way about it is because of this, stoners. Tekashi 6ix9ine is the embodiment of non-procrastination. Okay? He is the embodiment of it. You don't want to give me radio play? Well, I'm not going to sit around and wait. I'm going to go get it done. I'm going to just go to YouTube. You know, and be the biggest rapper on there if I have to be. But we're talking about, outside of Drake, Cardi B, and I think Meg Thee Stallion, outside of them, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Let's be honest, out of all the rappers that's doing anything, that's the only ones we're talking about. We're not really talking about Tory because of music right now. We're talking about Tory because he's stupid and he's shooting women in the feet. I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's like, what the hell was he thinking? Like, he literally could say nothing to justify that. Like, I don't care what she punched in the jaw while riding your best friend. It sucks, but you don't shoot a woman in the feet. Like, I don't get it. And to shoot a woman in the feet, you know, either one of two things was happening. Either he was aiming for the ground just to scare her, or you was literally aiming for her foot like you Eddie Murphy on fucking Harlem Nights. You want to shoot me in my pinky toe? But anyway, stoners, you know, outside of all of them, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine. Every time he drops a song, 1 million views an hour. Every hour, 1 million views. What? What? He drops something on Instagram, millions of views, thousands and thousands and thousands of likes. Like, he's hot. He's what's hot in the streets. And his story is relevant. People care about it, obviously, by the numbers. So people like Vlad TV refuse to interview him, you know, like that wouldn't be the biggest interview in his whole thing, you know. And Vlad TV sits up there and says things like, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine is the worst and lowest person in hip hop. I beg to differ. You know, Suge Knight made people drink his pee, right? They got people out in hip hop who has actually killed a person. Now, I don't know what realm of world you come from, but killing somebody and snitching on them, well, it's kind of like the same thing, I guess. Now, I'll take that back. Because jail is like death. I give you that. Okay, never mind. I'll take that back. But my point is still valid. All of these news, all of these radio, all of these platforms are trying their best to blackball Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, before, I understand. I didn't understand, but I understood where they were coming from. You know, he's literally drawing attention to himself. He wants people to come test his gangster. He's telling people for no reason, suck my dick. Da-da-da-da-da. But ever since he has gotten out of jail, and I'm talking to Vlad, I'm talking to Charlamagne Tha God, and I'm talking to the whole Breakfast Club as a crew and a motherfucking organization. I'm talking to anybody who's blackballing him. Since he's gotten out of jail, he has done nothing but entertain with his little craziness and drop hot music. He ain't telling nobody suck their dicks. He ain't being disrespectful. When he go to these different hoods, he pay respect to the fallen soldiers, and he's chilling. He's lamping out. He's actually doing what y'all wanted him to do in the beginning. Just live life, man. You make hot music. You don't got to be doing all that. And he hasn't. And he's still being blackballed. That's because the powers that be and everybody that's under them with all their platforms want to be right. But Vlad has interviewed murderers, hitmen. He interviewed a man that killed his own girl's brother, his own brother-in-law. and you interviewed him and had him tell the story on your platform. But you can't, I'm talking to Vlad, but you can't speak to Tekashi 6ix9ine. But then again, I take that back, Vlad, because I wouldn't want you to talk to him, because when you talk to other people about him, you can hear all the bias in your throat. You wouldn't even let the man explain himself. You'll be ready to just say, nah, that doesn't matter. Nah, I don't care. I could just hear you being so opinionated. You know, you wouldn't just sit there, ask him a question, listen to his answer. If you have a small opinion, voice it and then move on. But I can see you being real disrespectful to the man, just because that's how you have been with anybody you have talked to about it. You start off small voice, and then out of nowhere you start yelling because, you know, you're really passionate about this. And it's like, why? Like, why are you so hurt behind what Tekashi 6ix9ine has done? Because in my eyes, Vlad, Charlamagne God, and every other platform that's trying to blackball this man, I have not seen him do anything since he's gotten out of jail except drop hot music and make people laugh. That's it. I really don't see what he's doing. He's not repping no gangs. He's not being... I just don't get it. So I just think all Vlad, Charlamagne the God, everybody that's black, and I say them too because I know them too for a fact are trying to blackball this man. But I said everybody, man, you know, I'm going to say allegedly, you know, allegedly. Do I know for a fact? No. But I have my suspicions on, you know, because they do have a little pull, you know. And like I said before, the biggest interview the Breakfast Club has ever had was Tekashi 6ix9ine. His biggest interview was the Breakfast Club. That should be a match made in heaven. And then, yeah, go sit on Vlad's couch. Now, I watch Vlad all day. You know, this is not me trying to disrespect him, or I just don't like how him and Charlamagne and everybody else is moving. Like, y'all not taking care of business. If I'm a journalist, if I'm an interviewer, I'm going to interview the hottest story or the most interesting story. Lo and behold, Tekashi 6ix9ine is both. So if you're not interviewing him, that's because of personal feelings. And that's not business. Anyways, but like I said before, Tekashi 6ix9ine is the embodiment of non-procrastination. Let me tell you why. When he first started out, he was doing like rock music or whatever, you know. He was hanging with the Crips up the block, so he started dressing like them. And, you know, he was trying his hardest to fit in and get out the hood, right? So he comes across some Bloods. He knew a couple of them. He walks up to him. He said this in his live verbatim. Hey, yo, I don't know nothing about this gang shit. I'm just a rainbow head kid, but I know a way to get us out. So he developed a way. Yo, I'm going to take on y'all persona and, you know, I'm going to start some beef. But y'all, as long as y'all got me, we going to make money. And that's what he did. Now, he could have took it a different route, what a lot of people do. They'll look at that situation and be like, man, I'm dropping all these videos. You know, I'm dropping song after song, doing podcasts. I'm trying my hardest to get out there. Looks like I might have to. Nah, I ain't about to do all that. I'm going to just change it up. That's what most people do. As soon as the road starts getting too hard, they turn the car around. Not knowing, now you got to go 10 miles back and figure it out again. Not knowing if you would have went 3 miles over this hard and bumpy road, you make it to smooth pastures. A wise man once said, one inch of determination will go further than a mile of intentions. In other words, for those who didn't get it, in other words, saying you can sit, let's say you have a plan to start a podcast, okay? And I also have the same plan. Now, while you're sitting there saying, well, damn, I got to save up to get a mic. I got to save up to get some mixing boards. You know, I got to find me a place to do this podcast. Da, da, da. Me, I went and downloaded the Anchor app. I'm inside of my vehicle right now. I hook my mic, my little microphone up to my phone. And then I start talking. Now, while you're planning, I'm doing. Now, granted, it may not be as professional when you finally finish. But once you do get to the position of starting, we'll both be at the, if not the same quality, I'll be a lot further than you because I have fans now. You know, people have heard of me now. They've watched my growth. They seen me start off on a rinky-dink phone, and now I have my whole little thing going. And you just started, so now it looks like you're copying me. And now that's what jealousy, envy, and all kinds of other bad feelings pop up. All because of procrastination. I said that to say this, stoners. If there's something you want to do, huh? Or if there's somebody you want to talk to, if there's a sport you want to play, if there's an entertainment lifestyle you want to live, I will give you the first step in making it. You step. Let me run that back. Here's the first step. You step. Go outside or go and do it. Now, granted, back in like, you know, the 90s, you know, 80s and early 2000s, you know, I was born 1985, so I'm just using that time period. But, you know, mid 80s, 90s, early 2000s, I would understand people saying, you know, I got to save up to get a mic. I got to save up to do this. I got to save up to do that. But in 2020, even though it's a shit year, in 2020, there is no such thing as you can't. If you have a smartphone and you're alive, you can do whatever you want to do. I know we've all heard that saying, there's an app for that. People mean, I don't want to do it off an app, man. You have to start somewhere. If you listen to the beginning of my podcast, I congratulated myself and all of the stoners for making it to iHeart. Now, if I would have procrastinated and waited till I got my mic, mixing board, and everything I do have now, you know, I wouldn't be at iHeart right now. I would still be trying to work towards that dream. Huh? With my intentions, I didn't run like 4 miles and I ain't get nowhere. Stoners, I want you to listen to what I'm saying because in today's world, doing and then thinking is the way to go. Now, I know back in the Gap, they say, you know, you measure twice, you cut once. But in today's time, because there's 7.5 billion people on the earth. All trying to do the same thing you're trying to do. Be successful. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to plan. You do that on the go. You figure that out on the go. You have to establish yourself. Let me know you're there. Ideas mean nothing until they become substantial. The man who created Christianity, well, when he thought about it, he was like, man, I can create a religion out of this. And he just went out and did it. You know? That was pretty dark, but you get my point. You get my point, stoners. Procrastination is an evil thing to settle in. When you have something to do, or you have someone to talk to, or you have somewhere to be, if you have time to do it tomorrow, do it today. So you can have tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised. Ooh, I just hit him with that. I say it again for you. If you have somewhere to be, someone to meet, or something to do, and you have time to do it tomorrow, do it today so you can have tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised. Damn. That was deep. But honestly, Stoners, all jokes aside, prospering nowadays is as easy as going to your Apple Store and or Google Play Store. Or just Google it. Nowadays, parents are buying, and I'm one of them, are buying their kids Xboxes, PlayStation 4s and 5s with all the accessories, headphones, you know what I'm saying, glittery lights, cameras. Like, why? Because somebody like Ninja is now worth over $50 million for just sitting at his house playing video games. But did he wait till he was Ninja to get on the games? No, he'd been streaming for 10 years before Fortnite even came out. Fortnite came out, he already had like a little following. Fortnite blew up, so he blew up. You see how that works? You gotta get up, get out, and do something. Don't spend your whole time trying to get high. You gotta get up, get out, and do something. Because life is just passing you by. I butchered that last line, but that was Goody Mob. Shout out them. But it makes sense. There's no more I'll do it tomorrow. There's no more I'll do it later, because you have the time to do it now. There's no time like the present. The future's not promised and the past is behind us. All we have is now. See, when you say I'm gonna do it later, you're guessing. You're not certain that you have later. An asteroid could hit this planet right now, and later will never come. Okay, Stoners? You have to think about this. Remember our parents used to say, you don't need to go outside. Outside ain't going nowhere. Yeah? Look at outside now. It's gone. We thought outside would always be here, and now it's gone. We thought our way of life was substantial. We're Americans. Nothing gonna happen to us. We good. Look at us now. Because everybody always thought, well, we got tomorrow. I ain't gonna worry about it. Procrastination is an ugly thing to have. Procrastination is the stepbrother. Actually, no, it's not the stepbrother. Procrastination is the older brother of laziness. Yeah. Procrastination breeds laziness. Because 99.9% of the time you say, I'll do it later, or I'll just do it tomorrow, because you don't feel like moving. You want to lay down. You want to play the game. You want to go to sleep. You know, you want to kick it. And now you're lazy. When you could have went met that person. You could have went did what you had to do. Or you, whatever you had to do, you could have done it. But you decided to procrastinate, and now you're just being lazy. You see how that works? That's why I say procrastination is the older brother of laziness. Because procrastination breeds laziness. You'll never make it anywhere if you're always waiting to go somewhere. I came up with this podcast because a while ago, and it just popped in my head, matter of fact, because I was really thinking about what I could talk about today. But it popped in my head. One of a close personal friend of my girlfriend's, I was working on some internet stuff, and she said, and it stuck with me. She said, Lord, you know what I like about you? When you want to do something, like when you tell us, hey, I got an idea, literally by the end of that night, you're already in the plans of doing it. You're already doing it. I love that about you. You don't let nothing stop you. And I appreciated her for saying that. And to be honest with you, when she said that, I didn't even think about it like that. I didn't think about, like, you know, I'm not a procrastinator. I'm about to get this done. No. Everything I do for my last name. When my first child was born, I died. Everything I am, everything I do is for them. So I don't have time to wait. They grow up every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day I have to spend money on them. Every day I have to be there for them. So I don't have time to say I'll do it tomorrow. That's how I was thinking of it. I didn't think of it like, you know, some grown man shit or whop de whoop de whoop. I never thought of it like that. I just thought about, like, I got kids. I need to get out there and do something. That's it. That's, it was no rhyme or reason, no inspirational story. Just, I got children. I'm the father. I have certain responsibilities, certain obligations I have to get done. And what makes it worse, I want to do it. See, when I can't do something, my skin itches, my blood boils, you know, my balls itch. I get very agitated when I want to do something and I can't. See, when I say the word I can't, I literally can't, because I'll make a way. But when I know I can't, it irks me. And I like that mentality. I try to pass that down to my children. You know, do not procrastinate. Get it done. You have to earn the right to be lazy. That's what I tell my kids all the time. You have to earn the right to be lazy in this house. I leave my house at 5:30 every morning. I don't get back till 4. I'm riding a rider in a goddamn heat. I'm swinging a weed eater. I'm planting flowers. I'm mulching. I'm doing my job. I come home. My woman cooking. I eat. I got the right to be lazy. This is what I'm telling my son. And I say, so what's your job? And he knows his job. Go to school, make good grades. When you come home, keep your room clean. When that's done, you don't hear no from me. Dad, I need V-Bucks. All right, boom. $25. Get your V-Bucks. Get on your Fortnite. Let me know. Dad, I need new shoes. Boom. There you go. Because that's what I'm working for. I'm not procrastinating. If I procrastinated, I wouldn't be where I am today. But I never procrastinated. I never waited for anybody to help me. Now, that don't mean I never asked for help, stoners, but I never waited. You either say yes or you say no, but you got 1 second after I ask. The great God up above, she will never give you more than you can handle. So if something's going on in your life and you feel like, man, nobody understands what I'm going through and I'm all alone in this thing, man, how the hell am I gonna get this done? You already have enough. You have yourself. You're healthy and you have the drive. Go do it. Get it done. Yes, it would help if somebody would be there with you. It would make it easier. But the road that's the hardest to travel down looks the best when you turn around and look at it. That road makes you smile when you pass all them bumps, potholes, you know what I'm saying, just messed upness, and you made it past all the bullshit, and you came out clean. You could turn around and look at that road and like, yeah, I did that. Plant a flag on it. Now, you go down the easy road, you know, it's nothing. You don't even look back because it's easy. So do not be discouraged when things get hard. All that is telling you that it's worth it. When things get hard in life, in music, in relationships, in anything, as soon as things get hard, you should smile, stoners, because that means it's worth it. Every single time, stoners. And if it's worth it, you go through that and let that happen. Don't wait on it. Don't be like, I'll deal with that tomorrow. No, deal with it right now. Deal with it right now. You got some place to go? Got some place to be? Somebody waiting on you? Deal with it right now. See, when you get in the mentality of, I need to handle this right now, a lot more comes to you way quicker. Way quicker. And you know what? Now that I think about it, stoners, I give all credit to my grandmother, Marlene Porter. Let me light my thing. Because she was the one that instilled in me this, and I use it in life now. If you see something dirty in the house, right? Don't wait for me to tell you to get it, because you know I am. I don't care if it's at the front room, all the way to the back by your room, because we lived in a shotgun house. All the way in the back by your room. If you walk past, even if you're fresh off of school, this is what she told me. Even if you're fresh off of school, LaLewis, you walk past clothes that need to be folded and put up, you put down your backpack and you do that. You walk past dishes need to be done, you do that. Because what does that make you look like if you could just walk past what you know is wrong? Then you're wrong. If you see something is messed up, you have the capabilities of changing it, and you choose not to, not because you can't, not because you're unworthy, not because you're not strong enough, just because you don't feel like it. Well, that says more about you than the obstacle you're there with. And I say it's an obstacle because, you know, say you come home from a hard day's work. Talking to adults now. So you come home from a hard day's work, right? You've been working 10 hours straight in the sun, blistering. You come home, ain't no food on the table. You know what I'm saying? The kids running around looking crazy. And your woman is laying down in the bed, half asleep or all the way knocked out. Now you have three choices. You can A, wake her up and say, hey, can you cook please and deal with these kids? I just got off of work. Which you are in your right to be. You can say B, deal with it, but at the same time make her feel uncomfortable. You know, slam doors, get loud, make sure she wakes up type situation. Or C, you see a problem, you fix it. If you're hungry, go cook. You don't like how the kids running around? Stop them from doing that. First of all, that's what a partnership does. You know, because the last thing I think is my woman don't love our children, which I know she does. So if there's no food on the stove and they're just running around, that means they just got the best of her and she went and laid down to gather her thoughts or whatever have you. Now you're home. Dun, da, da, da. Now you can be a superhero or you could be a villain. Not because you don't feel like it, because you're tired, you've been out in the sun, da, 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 da. You feel like, man, I should be able to lay down and die. But you push them feelings aside. You're here for your last name, not your first. Fix the food. Cook something. Tend to the kids. Sit them down, chill. Let her do her thing. Once she wakes up, maybe y'all can have a conversation. Or you could just say fuck it and let her realize, not only did I pull in a full 10-hour day, I came home and took care of you, took care of the kids and everything. We straight. Because I don't need procrastination. Laziness is not in my heart. I see a problem, I fix it. And after I fix it, I'm not going to complain about the problem because it's not a problem anymore. So yes, you're right. I would do C. I would tend to the kids, I would cook, and I would just let her be. No procrastination, stoners. You use that in life. If more people use that in life, no procrastination, when you see a problem, fix it, the world would be a better place. But unfortunately, there's a lot of procrastinators. There's a lot of people who, all in all, care about themselves more than the next man. And I'm here to tell you that we are put here to serve the next man, to help out our fellow man or fellow woman or fellow child. We're here to serve the next man. Everything you do is a service job. Everything you are is service. You're a rapper, but your service is to give us entertainment. You're an actor, your service is to make movies for us. If you're a Fortune 500 business owner and you create stop signs, then guess what? You're in the service industry. Your job is to serve us stop signs. We need them or we will run these bad boys. Everything is revolved around serving the next man. That's God's plan. You cannot change that no matter what you do. Even people that say, I don't have a boss. I don't have a 9-to-5. I know that, sir. But do you have kids? Do you have a woman? outside of yourself, is there anybody else you care about? Well, guess what? You're here to serve them. That's why you're here. When your best friend calls you because he's going through something or she's going through something, guess what? You're now serving them good feelings. You're helping the next man. I really hope that y'all are listening. I really hope that y'all heard what I'm saying. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off till later. Whatever you need to do to complete your dream and or get your success, do it now. Act as if tomorrow doesn't exist and all you have is today. Because guess what? Tomorrow doesn't exist. All you have is today. Tomorrow is a relative term. Because once you think we're there, you're still in today. So you're still in the now. You just wasted time. You're never going to get to tomorrow. Every time you think you're in tomorrow, you're in today. So why not do it now? And you know what else I need y'all to do right now? Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuPaBC. Man, I'm on TikTok. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. If there's an app, whatever the name must be, it will be Mr. Super Duper BC. Please drop something in the Cash App if you have it to spare. Same thing, Mr. Super Duper BC, but it's 123 dollar sign in front. You know what I'm saying? Or if you can, please donate to the podcast by going to anchor.fm/support or just click the links in the descriptions and all that good stuff. Wherever you listen to this at, iHeart, yeah. YouTube, yeah. Spotify, what up? Wherever y'all are listening to this, man, I thank you. You know, and if you have something to do to make your life or your family life better, let's do it right now. All right? Stoners Unite!